He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Gadget Professor.
Well, hello everyone, it's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and of course in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. We have some cool gadgets to show you today. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in all around the world. Today we're going to talk about the backlit foldable, and this is called iClever. We'll take a peek at this on camera too. iClever Ultra Slim 3-color backlit Bluetooth keyboard for the iOS, Windows, Android, smartphone, PC, tablet. It comes in aluminum alloy, which is what this is, and it comes in white. But before we get to that, I want to tell everybody that you can watch The Gadget Professor at thegadgetprofessor.com, and you can subscribe to the show. When you get onto the webpage, you can also subscribe to the show notes. What the show notes are is a synopsis of everything that we talk about on the show. You will get everything hot linked, and I think you will definitely like that. Also, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and don't forget to check out the Gadget Professor's Facebook page. All right, let's take a look at this foldable keyboard. These are real handy devices, there's no question about it. I ran this one through its paces. This comes up from a company called iClever, and it's ultra slim, and it does a real nice job, no question about that. Let's take a look at this on camera too, and I'll talk to you a little bit about this. This is a full-size tri-folding keyboard. It's compact in design. It has a full standardized key set now. It's fully standardized. It certainly is user-friendly typing experience. This can be folded into half the size, making it easily portable. So I just take this like that, and there you go. It comes with a little USB cord. We'll talk about that in a second. And also, this comes with a nice bag, so it just slips in here, so it's protected. And, you know, there you go. It's as easy as that. And when you're ready to use it, obviously you just pop it out of the bag here. And I'm going to point out one thing that I thought was very ingenious here. It's nothing to fold it together. It's very well made. You can see they have screws on here for tension, and you don't really have to touch these at all. It works quite well right out of the box. But they have some extra things here. This is not a cheapo keyboard. As I said, it's very well made. They have great hinges here on the side. But what's really nice, I thought, a nice touch was right here. I'll call your attention to these two pieces right here. They're actually functional in the sense that they pop out and they're actually used to steady the keyboard. I don't know if you can see how these are flanged out right now, but when you put the keyboard down, these two stands, if you will, give that keyboard a nice slant. So that's very nice like that. Now, other advantages of this particular keyboard, and we'll take a look at it again. I don't think you're going to be able to see on camera too that this actually changes colors, which is a, can you focus that up, Mike, a little bit? Thank you. This actually changes color. So you have different keystrokes, F keys, where you're actually going to come down and hold the FN key, and there's a light key over here, and they have all kinds of different FN tricks, if you will, where you hold down the FN key and you can make it brighter, you can make it red, blue, so on and so forth. And it does a nice job in terms of backlighting, so it's really nice to use at night. Another unusual feature that I really liked about this, there's essentially three ways to connect this. You can connect this as a USB portable device through this cable. It's a standard cable. And then the USB connection is right here, so it's pretty simple to do. You just plug that in. Take the other end of the cable, put it in your computer, and you have another keyboard. It's pretty simple. This also will connect in two different ways. This will connect on Bluetooth, and it will connect on your wireless network. So you essentially have three ways to connect, through the wire, through USB, through the USB wire, through Bluetooth, or through wireless. So that makes this a really unique device. So it has three ways to connect. That's pretty good. It has that color-changing backlit, and it's very ergonomically designed. It's easy to carry around, and it's well-made. Again, they have these really heavy duty hinges here, and the way it folds, this is not a cheap build. This is quite well made. These hinges are quite sturdy, and I could see this falling and working with no issues whatsoever. The other thing that I liked about it, and I mentioned, it comes with this little instruction book, which is nothing major, but it shows you very clearly all the different highlights that this, all the features that this actually can do, and it's very simple to use. They have pictorials. All the keys have little pictures on them, the numeric keys, and again, by holding that FN key in, you can do all kinds of amazing things. You can select all, copy, paste, cut, previous track, play, pause, next track, volume up and down. Those are heavy-duty features for a small portable keyboard like that. So I really liked it. It worked really well. It held a charge for a long, long time, if you want to charge it up as such. And then the other thing that was nice, I thought, was the price. I'm looking on Amazon right now, and it's actually showing how this looks in blue. But if you scroll through the diagrams here, you can double-click. It shows you how you double-click to increase brightness or turn the brightness down or change the colors, which I thought was great from, as I said, red, green, and blue, changing the actual backlit color. Very handy, very well made. And right now, I'm just picking Amazon because that's what I happen to choose. You can get this on Prime for $54.99 plus your tax. And if you're a Prime member, you don't pay for shipping. But it's really a clever device. I mean, it just folds up like so. It's light into the bag, and away you go. And I have found, I have an iPad and I have a Droid tablet also. And I really like using these. They're good. So you might want to check that puppy out. Let's get into some apps for today. This first one is called Should I Remove It? And if you have a Windows PC, you have, and if it's old, you have a lot of programs on there and you don't know whether you should keep them or get rid of them. And you have all kinds of clutter and your computer's working slow. This is a good program. It's totally free. And this is going to purge your PC of all that clutter. A lot of different types of these programs around. This is one of the better of them, and this also is very easy to use, and it will actually tell you, yeah, you should probably remove it, or you don't want to remove this, you'll screw up your system. So check that app out. I always try to have one photography app because I love photography. This particular app is, I love the name of it. It's called Raw Therapy. Raw Therapy, and if you're kind of an intermediate to an advanced photographer, you are going to be shooting in RAW. And for those people who aren't, if your camera does have the RAW ability to shoot photos in either JPEG or RAW or both, I like to shoot in RAW. Why? Because it's totally uncompressed. It does no compression, no changing of colors, and you have the full range, if you will, of a frequency, I like to look at it that way, where you can actually go in and clean things up and bring out detail. So if you're ever shooting in RAW, typically you want to hand process those. You don't want to go into a RAW photograph typically and just print it out. You would do that with a JPEG photograph, but you wouldn't do that with a RAW format. RAW format also takes up more space on your SD card than the JPEG. So in any event, RAW Therapy is a program that will let you preview and actually edit your RAW files, and it does a great job, and of course, it's totally free. Now, this device is so cool. I don't have one, and I don't think you can get one yet. Mike showed me this morning, and I really like it. You know, when you talk about gadgets, this one is like, whoa, this is called Chronos. And I just saw it, as I said, Mike showed it to me this morning. But this is a little wafer. You can see it right here. This is a little wafer. It's like one of those round batteries, and it fits underneath any watch as long as the watch is in a curved base. My particular watch is a flat base, so I could take this little, looks like a little battery, but it's not, and stick it underneath the watch, as you could see in the picture here. And what it will do is it will do fitness tracking, music control, notification alerts, and you could tap it to find your iPhone. Right now, I believe it's only available, or will be only available for the iPhone, but you can tune in, music control at your fingertips, know who's calling you or texting you, set reminders, get what's important, count steps, burn calories, track fitness goals, find and locate your phone just by tapping on your watch, control your camera shutter, really nice, and stop interruptions without taking your phone out of your pocket because you can silence the phone calls. So it essentially makes it a digital watch. I love the concept. I have a lot of watches, and this would be great to turn them into, quote, digital watches. I'm assuming you could take that wafer out and use it on different watches. I don't know that, but it says you can pre-order this now for $89. It's going to be $129 when it comes out, so there's like a $40 savings. The only thing is, if you get it pre-ordered and it doesn't work, can you return it? If you get it, you pre-order it, and you save the $40, and you don't like the way it works, can you return it? So, you know, all these things are questionable, so you're taking a gamble. But in any event, I'll include this in the show notes, and you may want to take a look at it. Next, we're going to talk about something that is absolutely fascinating. If you're not familiar with this, you really want to take time and familiarize yourself with these connectivity apps. They are very important apps to understand. It might take you 5 or 10 minutes, but it's well worth the time. These are called IFTTT app, and what it is, it means if this, then that, and it's basic logic or Boolean algebra, if you want to look at it that way. But these little apps will allow you to connect to all sorts of devices via your smartphone, and you will see more and more of these probably every month. So right now I'm going to give you a real brief, bare bones, basic tutorial so that you can read up on this, and the next couple episodes or next episodes to come, I will show you different projects that I have done and how I use these controls. So right now you want to go to IFTTT, this will be in the show notes, and just read through this. Connect to your home, keep in touch, be more productive, news alerts, stay healthy, and smart shopper. What you need to know is that these controls, and it's just a control, it's a little program, and don't think like you have to learn programming, because that's not the case. There are other apps like Do, and this is the app right here, Do More with Just a Tap, that will take these IFF commands, bear with me here, and automatically do them for you, and you just select out what you want to be done, and then you just click a button and it automatically does it. So these two things will go hand in hand. So I want you to read up, you'll thank me for this, believe me. I want you to read up on this this Do button. I want you to read up on this IFTTT app, because it's very important. Now, what you will find is that these commands control devices in your house. Well, what kind of devices? Well, I use it to control some colored lighting in my home, and it does a fantastic job. All I do is just say, actually, I have a really nice, you know, the Alexa. That works well. That's speech. So I just say, Alexa, trigger the lights on, and boom, it turns the lights on. It will turn them on and off through these commands at sundown. It will make them green at 4 o'clock. Whatever you want, these commands will do. So there's a lot of power in these commands, and they not only do that, they work with all kinds of devices. They'll integrate with light switches, outlet switches. They'll integrate with locks on your door, home securities, thermometers, thermostats. There's literally probably about 60 devices right now that these IFTTT commands and that Do button will interface with. The lights that I have used that I like a lot are called these LIFX bulbs. I think I talked about them a while back on the Gadget Professor. I have about 10 of these bulbs in my home, and they are just fantastic. So I integrate these LIFX bulbs with the IFTTT commands or the Do button, and my whole house is automated. I have my thermostats automated on these commands. All my lights are automated, and I'm probably gonna automate, I kid you not, I have a fish feeder, and I might make that fish feeder automatically feed my fish by commands, by Wi-Fi commands. More about that later. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. Please do me a favor, check out that IFTTT and that Do button. I know you're going to like it, and in upcoming shows, I'm going to show you really cool things that could be done with that. So do read up on that, and I'll see everybody next week. So long from The Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email.
at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.